Holding the Simakuf Lamad Aleph, the Lachos of Nefila Sapayim, Tachanun, holding by Sif Dalad.
Finished with the Sias Kapayim.
Nogur Shalolibol Alpanayim, the Minig is not to do Nefila Sapayim, Lobby Base Hobol, Lobby Base Hosen. Not in the Base Hobol. Not the Base of Hosen either. See, but it's not in the base of chosim where it means he has his own private minion. He's coming to the shul and davening there, but when he's there, there's no tachem. That the Ramah, but Dakish, Hamila or Yachosim, the voice of Beis Knesses. But when Me'ain, Hamila, Beis Knesses, Abba Pishu, Beis Knesses, Acher, who Acher is, Amrim Tachanum. There's multiple shuls, so there's a simcha in the city, but each shul is separate for this purpose. We have a mila shein oimrim tachanu. Dafka shakris shemolun ozatina.
Oh, Dr. Friedman.
The minhag of not saying tachanu applies to shakris, because usually immediately afterwards is when the mila would take place. Well, hat pemincha, even if you would daven a private minion where the child is now being taken care of, you would say tachanun. Masha'ein kein v'chosun sh'namrim tachanun kol yom sh'mispalam mitzal l'chosun. If you're having a private minion by the chosun, you would not say tachanun there. L'mikri chosun ela b'yom sh'nitzlis t'chupa. And the chosun is that day. Mr. Burr will say our minhag is the whole 7 days.
Even before the chuppah? When is the
chuppah? Well, we'll see about that also. Upcoming attractions. Okay, Sivkot and Chof. We don't say Tachan on the Beis Obel. Call Hanukkah, call Shiva. Whole 7 days. Matam. Those midas adin mesucha alav, that during the Chazal said that during the period of time that a person is in a velus, that or the beginning of a velus, a person's in a state of a strong midas adin which has affected the person. And tachanun, the way tachanun works is a person is accepting upon himself a potential punishment for his averus. He's asking for midas adin. So you don't ask for midas adin. Okay, in yesh nizor milahag for midas adin. For shatam they didn't feel the pain of laila. The same way we don't say tefillas of pain of laila, like we saw in the last sif. Pikabalo, the nighttime is a zman of din, and tachanun works as it's a person is, as it were, accepting the fact that he deserves the din. So that might when you're dealing with the zman of din, that he's garbus of din, will come be negative to the person. Okay, so therefore we don't say it at night time.
Where do we see that in the words of Tachanun that we're asking for midas adin?
And that's a good question.
To me, when I look at the words, I see absolutely the opposite. That we're asking Rachmim, that Hashem should take us out of Golas, and Yushalayim should come back. I don't see any din there. It's purely asking Hashem, to take us back.
Not only that, I don't understand why we ever skip that. That seems like such an important feeling.
Yeah, I never understood it either. Well, years ago, I was okay with skipping it, but sometimes I just wonder why we're skipping it. It's good stuff there. And I don't see midas adin there, bechlal. I don't see it.
When I say talking here, referring to Nefilas Apayim, which is specifically the capital.
That part.
Now, even that part, we were asking Kosh Baruch Hu about Pasuk Chicheni, but we're recognizing the Rosh has off against us. So the Kabbalah says that itself is considered some element of asking for din. Actually, it's interesting because the Sardim actually say a different capital. The capital maybe is a little more explicit. But that's the main issue the capital we say for Nefilas Apayim.
Hashem Alpani Apkasa.
Right. Once you do not say it during davening, you do not need the individuals who leave, you do not need to say it later on. Now, there is an opinion that the Shartzian points out that the Derech Chaim disagrees and says that they, after the people leave, based on what they should say their own private tachanun. But we don't pass them like that. Why? The tachanun mekama miyad achat tfilos shmonesre. You pointed out you're not supposed to interrupt at all between Tachanun and Shemoneh Esrei and Tachanun, because it's like the Rambam says, it's considered an extension of the process of Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore, if it hasn't been said there, you don't say it afterwards. Well, Hurachum, Yarmarach Kachma Beisoy, but the paragraphs of Hurachum, there's no reason why you can't say those. Later on, the Yeshua Kilim is that some people would make it on that. That once we don't say Tachanun, we don't repeat those items that Hurachum either. Okay, now, and he calls the doctor of the Beis Ha'Avol, Ein Armin Tachanun, Shal Vahag, Ramidah Satin. This is talking about in the Beis Ha'Avol itself. Abba Kashavim is Balo Beis Ha'Knesses, and Babai Sacher. If the Ha'Avol did not have a minion at home and he had to come to Shul to Davin, during Shiva, and either in a shul or a different house, and it's here in Nigar and Acharov, Emrim Tachanun. The Sibra would say Tachanun, Chumokam Obel Atra Lo Yemer. The Obel himself does not say Tachanun. Now, the case where he was not specifically that the Obel was leading the Tefillah, it's talking about the Obel was in the shul. What if the Obel is the Baal Tefillos? Now we have a little bit of a conflict because he doesn't say Tachanun and everybody else. What happened to everybody else? So the Moshe Dirsha brings that the quote from the Shulchan says that in that situation he would not say Tachanun and the Tzibur would not say Tachanun either. Okay. Vayinbel Yerabba Shemistapek. The Rabbi raises the following possibility: the filo kashim isbalu b'mokam hameis kasheino avol bebeisoy. He contemplates possibly shaloi lomer tachanun. If it's the place where the nifter had lived, and more specifically, if the nifter had died there, so that itself was the midas he's garbus of din. So you shouldn't say tachanun in that during that period in that house, even if the avol is not there. Okay. Ein amrim halav beisav. New points. We don't say halav beisav. Well, therefore, b'roish chaydish kashim ispalav beisav. Fil kash halach achach lebeisav ein tzarich la'omrim. So you don't say halav beisav. So what happens afterwards? Do we need to add it in? So Rosh Chodesh, the answer is no. B'chanukah, shigam b'sahav, tzarich la'omrim achach lebeisav. But in Chanukah, we don't say it in the Beis Ha'Avol, but we do say it afterwards. Chanukah is Halo Mikra Din. Rosh Chodesh, the Halo is a Mitzad Min Hago. Therefore, in the case where the Minig wasn't relevant, the normal place to say it was after Shemoneh Esrei, we don't add it in. We don't have to add it in later on. But in the case where the Halo is a Mikra Din, there's the Chi of Halo on Chanukah, the Chodesh of Halo. So then, in that situation, they would not say it in Beis Ha'Avol because they can't be besimcha. You're supposed to say besimcha, they can't be besimcha in that situation. But they would be mechuyev to say it individually when they get home, or collectively if possible.
I said Shiva, first Chodesh, they sent me out of the room. They said Halo.
I think that's the minhag here. That's not the minhag that Mishabur brings it.
This is in Yerushalayim. Maybe the minhag there is different.
Okay. Alba Shabbos Shachal by Rosh Chodesh. But on Shabbos, Oyem Kavras Mesa Beregel. So normally during Regel is Mevatel Avelis. So having a conversation about what do you do during Yom Tov during Avelis would be almost impossible. One exception is a case where a person was Kavras Mesa Beregel. So since he did not start the Avelis before the Yom Tov is not Mevatel Avelis, and the Avelis continues or starts after the Yom Tov is over, but he's in a state of being misabel, The midas hadin is there, etc. So in that situation, I feel there's no avelus, active avelus on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and therefore there's we would if we're davening in the, even in the Obel's house, we would say halal. Okay, below me beis achosin. So as the Mishnah Rahainu Mishor Shenichtas to Chuppah, I will kaidem mikaidem armim. So the din achosin starts from the Knesset of the Chuppah, not beforehand. So according to the first version over here, you daven mincha by the chosin stish. He didn't wasn't to the Chuppah yet. You would say tachanu. Rabbi Yaakov Zatzal actually held like that. L'maisa l'chomaisa. He says. Bizim chasna is in shkein chosin. Bizim chupa is in shkein chosin. V'yeshikilim that not only do not say it by the beforehand, but you're really ready, even though you haven't had the kisul chupa, you're ready in the active celebration part. But v'yeshikilim after shachris, if today's the day he's going to get married, there's so much to make you don't say tachanun in the morning. It's a minute which we had in tells was that they would say it. He would not patter the tzibra in the morning of the chasna. And that's, I think, was standard amongst the standard procedure in the yeshivas. They were like, I know one chassidish fellow one time he says, you know, you see, I must nag them. Their favorite tefillah is tachanun. They always keep saying tachanun. Like I said, you're right. Anyway, because of chardin, I feel the yotzach hakach lebeis. So, gam can insert lermat hachanunim. Once they did not say the beis of chasin, they do not need to add it on afterwards. The chiv and shahoyi beis of chasin or beis of knesses b'shas hatfila chol olav asimcha chen b'mil din ahochim. So here, this is different than the case of the avelus. Avelus is there's a chashash or danger involved in it, so we don't say it. Not because it's diametrically opposed to the status of what he is right now. Whereas for a chosin, tachon is diametrically opposed. So the reason why the whole tzibra doesn't say, because we look at it, the whole tzibra is being mishtatav in a simcha. So what, there's no chiv tachon anymore. As opposed to the case of the base of oval, where we can discuss that maybe the person really has a chiv, just he can't say it because of the danger involved, so say it when you get home. So that's why before it was a discussion, but over here there's no argument at all. Everybody agrees that that's true. Well, basically, that's the deal. Don't say tachon on the day that there's a bris. But so, basically, in that shul where the meal is going to actually take place, even if the people are called the balei bris, which is the father, the sandik, and the moyel, even if none of them are davening there, they're going to come later. But if this is the shul where it's going to take place, that's enough to pater. Okay. Furthermore, because of the Bali Bris, Misbalim Shalom, the Bali Bris are there. When you grow in Bali Bris, who's called Bali Bris? Aviyah Ben, Asandik Ben Moyel. These three people are called the Bali Bris. If any one of them is there, well, I might say, maybe a Tinuk. However, the person who has Kvater is not called a Bal Bris. He's not one of the major individuals in the Bris process. So if they're davening their afshar milah b'bayisach, even though the milah is not going to take place here, but if the bali simcha there, the bali bris are there, ain nefil al panim. We don't do nefil sapayim because they bring the simcha with them to the whole group. Look, kajeshem chosin. Interesting din. Mr. Berber mentioned later on that the bal bris, including the father, the sandik, and the moyel, to not say tachon by mincha either.
It's a yom tov.
What?
It's a yom tov.
For them, it's a day of simcha, so they don't say it. But for everybody else, the simcha is the fact that we're going to have the bris here. The bris is done already, so the simcha has dissipated. But they are the bali bris, so they would not say it the rest of the day either.
Mincha.
By mincha, yeah. I learned that twice. I remember I learned it once Rabbi Yaakov came to to Cleveland's for were Anacles Bris.
What Anacles Bris?
A great grandson. And so they made a mincha in the apartment of the young man who was the father of the baby. He invited some older brachim to come there for mincha, and I was one of them. And remember, Rabbi Yaakov, after Shmuel, because the Hirsah shuts, he turns to the Via Ben, he says, tell them Yiddish. He says, but you and I are not going to say tachon. Everybody else will. And then I remember Shira Chaim later on, one point in time, mentioning that to me, that since he was a tzaddik, which he was on a fairly regular basis, he would not say b'mincha either. Okay.
Well, she wasn't what?
He was tzaddik.
Okay, well, it might be a tzaddik, but the person who was a kvater is not considered a bala bris. After a meal of b'bayis acher, even though the meal is not taking place here, but since the bali simcha here, that will part of the sibra. Okay, we don't say shkiyeshem chosin. So we said before a case of Bebeis HaChosin. Now we're talking about not Bebeis HaChosin, but Yesham HaChosin. He came to Shul. Mishum the mitzvah l'mismayachim boy. Hasem chanevshech hazuchol hanil b'milah. Because there's a mitzvah to join in his simcha. So bris, the pshat is the bris, that he's another member joining Klal Yisrael, reaffirming the bris between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's a simcha batsim. Over here, it's a batsim, it's a private simcha. A bris, in certain sense, is a public simcha because he's reaffirming the bris to the Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the simcha of Chosin Betzim is a private simcha, so why do we look at it as a public simcha? Because everybody has a chiyuv b'mesameach with it. So that's what Mishnah Berurah is saying. Okay, so if but after the middle of Chosin by Sebeis HaKnesses, so, but if it's a different shul, even though there's a chasna in town, different shul, they would say. So,
is there any differentiation between the first marriage and the second marriage for a man?
No. I mean, the difference is, well, will it be, how many days it'll be, rather, but for that, at least for that day, it'll be no difference. Mm-hmm. People who are davening out in the poolish, in the lobby, they're considered part of the shul. Kashem Shem Orin Bateva. Okay, Kashem Shem Besekneses. They normally come Haim Ein Armim. Which means if they'd put they make a separate base medrash somewhere else. Right? So we could argue that, you know, there's two minyanim in the shul, so one is one or the other one. But over here, the people are davening in the lobby. There's another minyan they make a lot, but they don't put an oran out there. They just, if they need the priest's Torah, they bring out the same Torah from inside. So they are clearly considered just an extension of the what's happening inside. Now, vice versa, if there's the minyan which is the bris minyan is davening in the Zorah in the lobby. And the main minion is hopping inside. The main minion will not be nigger after the minion which is in the lobby. Now,
of course, so you say in the first case they have their own shiur chibur. Separate davening, or they're just davening with the minion inside, but they're just standing outside.
Separate minion, two separate minyanim.
So what about Seder Kotel? We have a different minyanim. If there's a bris by one, what about the other?
Yeah, wouldn't affect the other ones. No one is nigger after the other. Okay, so now if you have a situation where, let's say, that even if you have like another small basement off to the side, if it's clearly that, you know, the Iker minion, let's say on Shabbos, is only one minion, and that you're using that room right now, I mean, the other minyanim, there's the main minyan every morning, and there's other minyanim, etc. That there's those who argue that's also a nigra. Okay. Then he said,
minyanim are nigra?
If there are other minyanim in the same building, if there's clearly that they're much more secondary to the main minyan. Sometimes the secondary minyanim become the main minyan at some point in time, but that's a different issue. Then he said, by mincha, even if you're davening where the child is, you do say tachanun. So the Mishnah Berurah Chaf Hei, al pishim ispalim, but that's Rochelle, Bach, but that's the Ein Amrim, He's telling us the tzaddik. If they make, if, in the afternoon, the city did not say tachanun in the morning. The whole early in the shul did not say tachanun in the morning. But by mincha they will say it, and that's it, because for them the basic simcha is over. Now the Rambam went right to, but if you're davening, even if you're davening with the child, by mincha you say tachanun. They said no, that's not true. So the marshal, the bach, and the taz say that if you're davening where the child is sleeping, where he's been placed, make a minyan there, so that minyan would not say tachanun. Okay, so the rabbi makes some type of compromise. The mitzvah of mincha bebeis hatinik kadam asuda abem sasuda enar mitachanun. If you started the suda for the bris and then you interrupted the davening mincha, or they have not started eating yet. So they're still in a state of being nimshach after the simcha of the bris, going into the meal. That situation, you don't say tachon. And ermer tachon. Well, achar birchas amazon ermer tachon. But if you're davening mincha after the bench, so the celebration has ended, and now it's just a regular day. So you say tachon because of derech. Because of chayyadim, the chol is there. She's spelling etzel tinnik. We spell them the bais achar. This idea that Dalai Rabba says that if you're davening mincha by the child but you have not eaten yet, so that's only in conjunction with the fact that the child is there. But in a case where they're not davening by the child, al bisha bala bris shom, even though the child is not there but the sadik is there, arim tachanun, I feel a kind of mesod. You say tachanun, it's a different house. And it's mincha already. So you say even if it'll cut up, so even though it's before the meal. Kasavoyd. This is the chayal which mentioned before. The baal bris b'san the gemoyel enam loyelam b'mincha fil lachar b'chus the mazim the yom toiv shalehem. For these people, the baal bris, it's a day of celebration, and for them they don't sit tachon the whole day. There is, I think, if I recall correctly, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings down this Baal Bris and the Sandik. So it's the father and the Sandik, as I mentioned in the Moyel. I got this story right, who was it with. So he was asked, this, I always said, so why is that? For them it's a Yom Tov, for everybody else. So the case of the Moyel. So he asks, you know, why is he different? He says, because you're getting paid. You're not doing for the mitzvah, you're doing because you get paid. He says, if you really want to, you can be mavatar on the pay, and then you won't say tachanun. He said, he's happy with the pay. You'll say tachanun. So I'm not sure if he passed like that, but I think the kids of Shachanur does say
nobody
that.
Nobody wants to say tachanun, but they don't want to pay for that.
What?
I said people don't want to say tachanun, but they don't want to pay for that.
Right.
They want it free.
Right. Like everything.
Yeah.
Now, so we said before that the definition of chosin is, the base of chosin is, once he's nichlas chuppah, some are making libim mishakas. Now we're talking about case of the chosin, not the base of chosin, but we're talking about afterwards, not beforehand, we're talking about afterwards. So if you're davening by the base of chosin, so you don't say tachanun all the time. And that starts with shnichlas chuppah. That continues all 7 days. So we calculate this calculation by 24-hour periods. So the chuppah is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So that's day one of where we count our days. So regards to the Shiva Shriya Mishta, so let's say an argument had happened on a Sunday afternoon chas, so they made the chuppah at 3 o'clock. And they finished the chuppah at 3:30. Good. Shki is not till 8:30. So the first day of celebration, the Shiva Shem Mishnah, is Sunday. And then you continue all the Shabbos, is day 7. There's no more Shabbat brachas. However, Sunday morning, you patur tachanun. Because it has not been 7 24-hour periods since the chuppah. The chuppah took place at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They make it early mincha, the same thing would be at the mincha as well. So it's just saying, even though the calculating of these seven 24-hour periods, 7 days, ends you up on day eight since the chasna, right? If you come here on Sunday now, it's already the next Sunday, it's day eight. For example, it was on a Yom Rishon, and the chuppah took place closely before Shkia. So there's no more tachanon, even though Shibish Rei Mishnah, that's day one, and Shabbos is day seven. And now it's the morning of the eighth, you don't say tachanon, because you don't say mincha either, if it's mitavon earlier, because you haven't had 24-hour periods.
You don't say mincha either?
You don't say tachanun by mincha either in that situation. This is when we talk about 7 days. There has to be one of the two has to be the first marriage. So either the chosin is he's a bocher in the sense he was never married before, or she's never been married before. If neither of them is a first marriage, for example, an alman, a person who's a widower marries a widow. So then the simcha chazal rekay is 3 days. And this applies not only to tachanum, to all of the paragraphs of v'hurachum. So the mishmar lachain tovely zorshal yikonas achatz and the mesekneses called shivus mei mishta shem loyim loymer tachanum ba'avuroi. It's not proper that the chosin should pat on the tibur from tachanun. Tachanun is very, very chosin tefila. And it's very happy that we have to be semeach with him, but the maisa, he's pat on the whole tibur from tachanun. It's not such a good thing either. So he says, don't come to shul. So the Shabur gives you a blue slip. For the semeach mishnah, you don't have to go to shul. For chakras and minchamar, if you do, you have no excuse to go to mar, not to go to mar. Usually mar, they end up by saying about Shabur brothers. But chakras, you know, you shouldn't pat on the tibur. Milk, you shouldn't pat on the tibur. Right? You don't want your positive on the zebra. Now, that's a chiddush that the Mishabura says. There's others who argue and say, no, the fact that he positive the zebra. He has a key of the common. We can't cause him not to want to down until the zebra. So he wants down until the zebra. He has a right down until the zebra. And once he's there, yes, he's going to pat the.
So the people who disagree with there are poskim that disagree with that.
Well, the Mishabura says he stays home.
I know, but I'm saying
right, he's
going to disagree with that.
Right, so there's nothing wrong with him going to shul. He's allowed to go to shul. And he passes the zebra, fine.
Shabbos obviously is another story. There's no talking, but in terms of him patraying other things
that's a mitzvah. Many people they have they would go to shul on Shabbos. Right. There are other reasons, you know, you can't leave the cow alone, etc. Other reasons which are suggested. But one thing here, you see again, Mr. Brewer's thought process. You know, Chasson, we should make the Sefer lose the opportunity to say Tachanun. Mm-hmm. So we're going to tell the Chasson to stay home because, you know, who would want a pater from Tachanun? It's like such a chash of a tefila. So there's something over here that doesn't sound normal to our jaded ears over here, where everybody's goal in life is the pater of Tachanun, right? I have to tell you by the ethic of Hasidim, like the true Hasidim, they try and be mamayim and say Tachanun because of the effects made as a din. So they're mamayim very much, and they say it a few times a year. So. That they, you know, and Bechlal, they look at Yom Yortzeit, which the Morrison of Yom Yortzeit was they would, the person would fast because the day of Minas Adin, that was the day that he lost a relative, be it a parent, a child, a sibling, a spouse. So it's a day of Din, so a person would spend the day fasting. At Chassidim, they sort of turned it into, it's Aliyah for the Neshama, and they celebrate that element, which is true, it is a day of Aliyah for the Neshama. Each year the Neshama goes higher, so they celebrate with the Neshama. So once you celebrate, you don't say tachanun. So there's a calendar. I mean, imagine it still exists. That I saw it many years ago. Probably I saw Bocher when I saw it. That Satmar put out that has a list of Yortzeit for a tzaddik every single day of the year on the calendar.
Except for Yom HaTzmaut.
Except for Yom HaTzmaut. Except for one day or the other.
Nobody died then.
Right?
Nobody ever died.
So that's, you know, because, so the root of it is not Stam Patrim HaTachim. The root of it is the whole concept of Midas HaDin is something which they are, you know, very much mamayit in getting involved in those type of things. So that's the root of it. It's not Stam a game. I mean, the Maisa comes out looking a little bit funny, as far as I'm concerned, you know, to my Litvish ears, but to them, it's like, you know.
I think it's funny to tell people who go to shul every day that in the beginning they just got married and starting off their new lives and say, now don't go to shul anymore. I mean, I find that funny.
Okay.
I'm just wondering, does he have to be matinee if he goes to shul every day? And now you're telling him not to go to shul?
No, because the
when?
This is part of his keeping the halacha. The halacha says that that din of a neder, a person is keeping something which is clearly delineated in the halacha and has limitations. Even though he never came upon those limitations yet, he has no need for a Torah Sadorim because he's keeping the halacha. The case where there's a chumrah, which is not required by halacha, and he undertakes it, then he would have a din of a Torah Sadorim. Unless you say that then coming to shul every day is considered a chumrah, not a mikra din. But assuming that's called mikra din, he would not need to be matur. One example which I gave the guys is, you know, just, you know, you have machloikas and the ikur psak is one way, and some people are machloikas the other way. So there you would have that's an issue of getting involved in, potentially could be a netter, or a person started.
But you're saying that not everyone paskins not to go to shul. You're saying there's poskim that say you should go to shul.
So I understand.
There's already a different.
I understand, but that's not a net. That's not a, the netter was beforehand. The only issue you'd have, maybe if he got married twice, you know, he married a basula twice. So he did one hanaga one way, can he do the other hanaga the other way? Okay, same. But what he did till now, he never got to this halachic discussion yet. Okay, zot shulchan aruch sif hey imchalach mila b'tayna sibur yispalam slichus varman vidu. So if even though there's a mila on a tana sibur, so we don't say tachanun, but we do say slichus and we do say vidur, but we don't say the tefillah in the tefillah sapayim or the tefillah b'hurachum, meshakris, tefillah b'makom shenagu la'omrei b'loizeh, even in a place where they normally would. There's some people that have minig dan tana sibur. You say the long b'hurachum, whatever day of the week it is. Over here you don't. Chavzayin, Mishabur, Chavzayin, Mila, Behud, and Chosin, the same thing would be the Gael Chosin when he comes, he'd be there in the shul, they would say Slichas, they would say Vida, they would not say Tachanun. Yispal, Mishichas, Shemilichem, Mixas, Vein, Tzarech, Laniach, Lugamre. Once we refrain from some of our acts, it's enough to say that we're respecting the Simcha which is there. We don't have to take everything out. Below is that, even a place that they say Bhurachum normally, what does that mean? Some people have been, they say the long Bhurachum, whatever day of the week it is, if it's a tainus. Says even those people, if you look, they, so for us for sure you don't say it, but even for these people it's like they add Bhurachums, over here you don't add it. Okay. 25. So that's the one more. Vav. So besides the base of and the base of chas, there are days of the year that we don't say tefillah sapayim. So one in the tuba of, below betuba shvat, because I'll say there's no yantav like betuba of, tuba shvat. It's a element of Rosh Hashanah. Below Rosh Chodesh. Below mincha shalafanav. We do not say it in these days. We do not say it on the day, nor the mincha prior. You do not say tachon during Chanukah, but yeshar and the gam b'mincha shalafanav b'chein noigin. So there is a machlokes whether you say mincha erev Chanukah. So it's a yantav to rabbanon. So is it nigra to the day before to patur from tachon machlokes? But the ma'aseh of the minhag is that we don't say it on mincha prior to Chanukah as well. The purim ain't from alpaneim. There's no dinner for the paim on purim. And it applies to mincha beforehand as well. B'lag barmer ein noiflim b'yevra yom kippurim ein noiflim chen b'yevra shoshana afilo shachris. Every shoshana we're not noifl even by shachris. We do say tachanun, but during slichas, but not by shachris.
Shushan purim too.
Purim means include shushan purim.
It doesn't say perm cotton, though.
Mr. Burr is going to mention that. Okay, let's see, Mr. Burr. The betuba of Laman, Sukkot Laman, betuba of Gemara Easter, Shoyi Yom Tov Gadol, B'Zman HaMikdash. That was a very, very special day that day. Tuba Shvat, Shur Rosh Hashanah Lilonus. It is Rosh Hashanah Lilonus, and therefore, Menorah Mashkin Laharbas, Ozmeni Peres, Shalilonus, the people have their Menhagim to celebrate today. It's a day of celebration, so we're not going to say Tachan. Okay. Shalafanam, you don't say Mecha before Mash, is that the betuba of Betuba Shvat, Noifim, B'Mincha Shalafanam, Menorahim Kain. The way it's presented over here, it says, Rosh Chodesh not the Mincha Lefanav. What about Tuba Shat Tuba Av? Do you say the Mincha Lefanav? We would pass, the language sounds like you do, but we don't. Bein Nogin Kein. Lamagil Purim, Hainu B'Shnei Yamin, the 2 days of Purim, B'Chein B'Purim Katan, B'Shanam Averis, the Purim Katan as well. Chol Eilu Enam Rangam B'Mincha Shalafanav. So you don't not say the mincha beforehand. So Rosh Hashanah is Monday night, like it is this year, coming year. So Monday morning, you would not say tachana. But you don't say Monday morning. You don't say tachana. You don't say mincha lefanav. So you don't say Sunday afternoon either. That's not true. Erev Rosh Hashanah is not a yantav on its own, that it spreads the simchas, that, oh, Erev Rosh Hashanah is coming, it's ready the day before, it's about to be there, it's a simcha. No. Erev Rosh Hashanah is the day of the simcha going into Rosh Hashanah.
But the idea is that it's, because it's a yantav, full-fledged yantav, it has more koach to it than Erev, say, Lag Bomer or Tuba.
Correct, right. But the point is, it doesn't expand to the day before.
Yeah.
We'll see. You don't say during Chodesh Nisan. You don't say the rest of during between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. And you don't say during Chodesh Nisan. You don't say the beginning of Sivan either. So those Erev Yom Tov are irrelevant. Mr. Rubel talk about Pesach Sheni. So we'll get there.
He leaves out a lot of stuff here. I guess we'll talk.